The majority leader in Parliament, Kletsa Zavoka, has debunked suggestions by the minority that the Electoral Commission is in bed with a majority and the government. He said the ruling NDC government is not manipulating the EC in any way. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Avoka asked that the EC be given the free hand to execute its constitutional mandate. Therefore, calls by the minority on civil society to kick against the decision are misplaced. The majority leader asked the Trades Union Congress to be objective, stressing that their position on the issue is uninformed and unjustified.
The TUC is quite very unfortunate. I say so because I think that they are also stakeholders in the country. Admitted, I thought that the leadership of TUC should have met the Electoral Commission to find out whether it has any challenges that will undermine the successful implementation of the CI 78 with regard to the 45 new constituencies. TUC cannot sit in their office and then decide that there will be problems if the Electoral Commission implements them. Why do they do that? They are doing so not based on objective analysis and not based on information. They are not coming from an informed position. So if they had said that they have met the Electoral Commission, they have discussed the issue, and notwithstanding that they are not satisfied with the action given by the Electoral Commission, you can understand. You haven't met the body that has the capacity or the mandate to do this, and you are complaining. The complaint is not well-founded and therefore not justified. And I think that the TUC should know better. The TUC have been having tripartite meetings. They have been having discussions with government for salary increases. Sometimes they go on demonstration. The Electoral Commission doesn't interfere. The Electoral Commission doesn't tell them that don't go on strike or don't go and ask for higher wages or salaries. Why do they think that they know better than the Electoral Commission as far as the electoral process is concerned? In 2001, the same stakeholders told the government that don't pass this RUPAP into law. They went ahead and did it. Ghana is still peaceful.
Majority Leader Kletsa Zavoka.